Herbalis blindfold test, record one.
Do I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think that was sounded very much like Charlie Bird to me. Mm-hmm. And he's one of my favorite players. Although I thought the arrangement was a little trite.
Yeah.
For his standard, and I thought that the tune was a little trite also. But I thought his performance was very good. However, they didn't get too good a sound on him. They got a little too much metallic and finger noise. So I'd give it 3 stars, mainly because it's Charlie and he does play so very well. It's beautiful. That's I think that's Wes Montgomery and George Shearing. I know they did an album together. I've never heard anything from it. But I would surmise that's who it is. Mm-hmm. And I think it's beautiful. I got to give it 4 stars.
Who do you think composed it?
I was thinking, I don't know. I think George composed it. But it's well recorded, and all the solos come off beautiful. Of course, Wes Montgomery is definitely one of my favorite jazz guitarists. So that's a 4-star.
Oh, fun.
The Wes and George think melodically similar, composing, not necessarily improvising,
yeah.
But composing, they think very similar.
Yeah.
Well, from that bass guitar, it's hard to tell who played it, because I just don't particularly like the sound of it.
Yeah.
I think it's Barney Kessel. The only reason I do think it's Barney is because the arrangement sounds like Barney, and a couple of times the comping behind the solo, it sounded like Barney.
Yeah.
But that's the only way I could tell. Anyway, I think it's worth about 2 stars. If it is Barney. He also is one of my favorite players, but that's not one of my favorite.
You don't like the type of...
I don't like that type of record.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who it was. The bass player sounded very good. I like the bass player. Mm-hmm. And the tenor solo sounded good. The trumpet solo is a good player, but I thought he was just a little too... obvious, a copy of Miles.
Yeah.
Not that that's not good, but I mean, he's just copying a little too much. And on this particular record, maybe he doesn't do that all the time. And the trombone didn't come off too well. Or the piano came off fair.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a fairly nice little composition. I'd rate it about 3 stars.
Well, there was no particular comment on the composition.
Oh. Yeah, the composition is pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like that pretty good.
Okay.
The writing is pretty good. Yeah, well, go ahead, man.
Oh, I'll get to the phone. Right. Hello? Yes? Oh, Tony, how are you? It's quite a... No, but I like to get on the other phone. Just hold on a moment. What number you at? Well, I tried to get you at home this morning, you know, and did you get the message from my office yesterday? I mean, from your office? Yeah, because I didn't know you weren't there, and I was very surprised and wanted to find out what's happening. No kidding. Oh, I'd like to hear about it. Well, probably, yeah. But very often it is that people get out of there, you know. Well, will you be home later? All right, fine, because I'm in the middle of an interview now. So, but I'd like to... Will you be home? I can call you. Is it Crestview 123 you called? Oh, well, I wouldn't have gotten you anyway, because I was calling your old number. Oh, 046363. Well, they didn't refer this morning. It just rang, as far as I recall. All right, I'll talk to you later anyway, Tony. Okay, bye. Tony Newman, you know him?
No.
Alvin's son? He was at Capitol.
Oh, no, I don't know.
And he just got aced out of a job there as A&R man at Capitol. Oh, we're running.
All right. Well, first of all, the composition is beautiful. We used to play it with Oscar when I was with Oscar. I can't think of the name right now, but it's beautiful. I love that. And there's certain things about it. It's got a pretty nice feel, the record has. It feels pretty good. And the French horn player tried some very adventurous things, and some of them came off.
That's right.
That's a hard instrument. I know, because that was my first instrument.
Oh, yeah.
I played it for, but I started in college. It was too late, yeah. I know how hard it is, so I got to give him some skin for it.
Yeah.
Making something. And the guitarist, I don't know. I don't think it could be Wes Montgomery. If it is, it's Wes on a day that's not too good, but the guy plays with the thumb, and he plays the chords, and he plays the octaves, and everything.
Yeah.
But if it is Wes, I'll just say that everybody doesn't have, is not good every day. I don't think it is, but if it is, he just wasn't one of his days, in my opinion.
But for anybody else, it would be a good day.
Anybody else would be pretty good, yeah.
All right.
But I would say it's about 3 stars. It's not a bad record at all.
Yeah, okay.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot to say that I thought the bass player sounded excellent on that record.
Did several weeks at Town Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did 5 weeks there, and a concert with Al Fox, and a concert at East L.A. Junior College.
Mm-hmm.
Weekend at Villa Grand, and Mondays at Shelley's.
Yeah.
And records, that's about it, I guess.
You haven't anything outside of town yet, though?
No, not yet.
That's probably been any efforts to get the group to go east or anything else, Chicago?
Well, we've been thinking about it, of course, because you have to do that sooner or later if you want to put a group
survive,
on the map,
yeah,
you know.
I guess so.
But we've been we haven't been making any desperate efforts because of the album not being out. We felt it when it came out, we'd have a better chance, you know. We've been calling San Francisco, and there's a couple of clubs there that have said, you know, maybe sometime.
Yeah, I guess the album will be the stepping stone to that.
We're hoping so, you know.
Certainly should.
Yeah.
Let's go Harold and see what additional shows he has.
Mm-hmm.